Radio MD. RadioMD.com. The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. When it comes to money, some of us are fearful about it, and it brings out a sense of fear, worry, and anxiety. We worry that we don't have enough money right now, or that we will possibly run out of money in the future. And in many ways, our money fears often cloud our ability to enjoy any success that we have in life. When we are afraid, we can't truly be free, and we can't turn our success into a life of abundance. My guest today, Jacquette Timmons, is a financial behaviorist who helps her clients create realities that foster meaningful relationships between their lives and their finances. Jacquette is here to talk about her work and how we can find ways to live a life of abundance financially and emotionally. Jacquette, welcome to the show. I'm so grateful to have you here with us and to talk about, you know, this really important subject that does affect each and every one of us.
Thank you so much, Erica. I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think everybody at some point in their life has a sense of fear around money. If we're going to make it, if we're going to have a job we enjoy, it's going to give us that financial freedom. If we're going to be able to have a family. I mean, there's so many different things that we all kind of, you know, think about from time to time, if not every day. So how do you help people understand that abundance is different than financial success?
I actually think that they are one and the same, but I think it is a matter of reframing perhaps where you mm-hmm. identify the source of that success and the source of that abundance. One of the things that you led off with is, you know, the fact that at the end of the day, regardless of where we fall on the income spectrum, regardless of where we fall on the wealth spectrum, there are some things that we all have in common. And the reality is everyone does have a little bit of fear around money. So it's not about not having the fear. It's about acknowledging it and figuring out then what do you need to do to address it. And I think perhaps part of the challenge is that people don't think about the fact that they have the control to address it, that they think that it's outside of themselves. And so one of the things that I'm always trying to push forth and advocate is to get people to recognize that financial success doesn't start in your wallet. It doesn't start with the dollars in the cents. And if we can get people to move beyond just wanting to focus on the how-tos of money and to really get into understanding the whys behind, you know, what they do, I think they'll feel a lot better and they'll feel more in control and they'll be able to speak to that fear and say, okay, what is it that you're trying to get me to pay attention to? And then let me put a plan in place to address that. Because the fear at times comes from the fact that you don't have a plan and you can't see your way out. And that's sometimes what keeps you in a paralyzed state. And so if you just speak to it and, you know, let it give you some guidance on what the plan ought to be, what the elements of that plan ought to be, I think you'll feel much more in control.
Yeah, and I think the feeling of control or the feeling of success also could be that you actually have a plan. I think successful people, I mean, you could have tons of money and never feel successful or successful enough or happy or happy enough. You know, we all know people like that. So
exactly.
What you're saying is, yes, okay. So what you're saying is for everyone out there to really have the awareness of what is your plan or what are your specific goals? Because some of us want to live a simpler life and we don't maybe have the same goals as the guy next to us or the girl next to us, you know? So it's about identifying your own individual, goals and how to get there.
Totally. And I also think that, you know, sometimes people kind of freak out when they hear the word plan because they think it has to be this, like, you know, really big, sophisticated, complex-looking document. It doesn't. It could just simply be one piece of paper, and it can just be, here's where I am, here's where I want to be, how do I close the gap between the two? And I think in terms of developing that plan, another thing to tap into is really giving yourself credit for the strength that you do have around money. I think we're in a cycle where we focus so much on the fault and what people do wrong or what they get wrong that people don't invest the time to figure out, well, what are my money strengths? What's my money style? What's my money personality? And how do I want to take the rules of money that are there, because, you know, 2 + 2 will always equal 4. But how do I want to work within that rule, but in a way that, you know, works for me? And I think you get to that by developing that plan. And for some people, it can be really simple. For others, it can be complicated. But the most important thing, that it has to be yours.
Right, right. And how do you work with people and help them understand their money style, like you said, or their, you know, or their own individual goals? Like, if they really do just, they have one thing in mind, you kind of start with them like, okay, we know what the end goal is, and we work backwards from that? Or how do you start addressing this with clients?
So I do a couple of things. I do a few exercises. One is an exercise to really help people tap into, well, what's the financial component of your goal? Because I think that that's a piece that a lot of people overlook. They have this goal, but they don't really think about, well, how much is this goal going to cost me? Because most goals have a financial piece to it, and the money to finance that comes from what you have right now. So that's one piece. The second piece is getting people, you may have heard of the term the SWOT analysis, where you look at your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and your threats. And although it comes from marketing and project management, I apply it to finances. And so I go through an exercise where I have people do a financial SWOT analysis. And then in this way, we don't try to improve the weaknesses. Instead, what we look to do is, okay, here are the strengths. How can you do more of what you are good at, so that when you make the mistake and you don't, and you do some of the things that fall into your weaknesses, you're kind of, you know, compensating for that, if you will, but you're compensating from that, leading with your strength, not trying to improve your weakness.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. That's such a great way of reframing and looking at that. And it is, there's so much power in the way that we actually look at it mentally. You know, I think a lot of people grew up in families sometimes, or we come from certain backgrounds where those kinds of thoughts around money, or those kinds of beliefs, the belief system around money, comes from the way that they were raised. And if you're raised with somebody that, you know, you were struggling, or that you always had to you know, wonder where the next meal was coming from, then your beliefs about money are going to be different than somebody that grew up without those kinds of fears. So how do we begin to address that you are not of where you came from, but you have that choice, like you said in the first segment, the choice is there and the choice is yours, which is so much more empowering.
Yeah, and you know, there's an exercise when in the previous segment when we talked about where people could go, I would also encourage people to do an exercise that they'll find on this site, which is for free, called the Financial Wheel. And the benefit of doing the financial wheel is that it helps you to tap into while there are only really 4 things that any of us can do with our money at any given moment, right? Earn it, save it, invest it, or spend it. It's how we do it that is different. So by doing the financial wheel, you can tap into, to what extent are you living in the way that many of us have been conditioned to live, which is based on what you earn. That's how you decide what you're going to save, how you're going to invest it, and how you're going to spend it. That's by default. What I want people to do is to live more by design and start with, well, what do I want to save and why? How do I want to invest beyond the typical, you know, real estate and investments? How do I want to spend my money? What's the lifestyle that I want to have? And then based on that, ask the question, well, what do I need to earn to make that happen? It's a subtle shift. But it's really, really, really powerful in terms of the way in which it helps you to think about the choices and the decisions that you need to make.
Oh, I love that. Well, thank you so much for that tip and tool. Can you tell everybody where to find you?
Yes, it's JaquetteTimmons.com. And for that particular exercise, just do /wheel.
/wheel. Okay, fantastic. I'm so excited that you gave our listeners that little tip, because I think that could help them, be so much more clear and a lot more confident in their decisions. So thank you so much, Jaquette, for this really insightful discussion. You're listening to Rewired Radio. Yeah, on Radio SD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us, and stay well.